Translation and Proper by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vidura said, O powerful sage, my Lord, all my doubts about the Supreme Personality of God and the living entities have now been removed by your convincing words. My mind is now perfectly entering into them. Prabhupada's purport. The science of Krishna or the science of God and the living entities is so subtle that even a personality like Vidura has to consult a person like Sage Maitreya. Doubts about the eternal relationship of the Lord and the living entity are created by the mental speculators in different ways. But the conclusive fact is that the relationship of God and the living entity is one of the predominator and predominated. The Lord is the eternal predominator and the living entities are eternally predominated. Real knowledge of this relationship entails reviving the lost consciousness to this standard. And the process of such revival of devotion service to the Lord. By clearly understanding from authorities like the sage Maitreya, we can become situated in real knowledge and the disturbed mind can thus be fixed on the progressive path. Oma Gyanti Mandasya Gina Gina Salakaya Chaksur Militamena Tasmay Sri Guru Vena Maha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitamena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam So I heard a Srila Prabhupada lecture, The Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada covers most of the points which are in this purport. So in the beginning of the lecture, Prabhupada was explaining how there's 12 cantos, 18,000 verses, and then there are 6 Puranas in the mode of goodness, 6 in the mode of passion, and 6 in the mode of ignorance. The material world is governed by the modes of nature. The living entities have come to this material world because of sense gratification. From Brahma to the Indra-Gopya, originally we are all pure like gold. Krishna is like gold mine, we are like gold earrings. And then Jagannatha Pandit, in his book Prema Vivarta, Krishna Bulya Jiv Bhoge Mancha Kare Maya Tape Japete Dare. The living entity has, because he's turning back on Krishna, that's why he comes to the material world. Prabhupada explained it's not like the jiva became against Krishna, but he was thinking, only if I can be like Krishna. So then Krishna understanding this, he says, in the spiritual world, you can never be compared to me. Because Prabhupada explained in his lecture that Krishna is like the gold mine, and there's this gold earrings and gold ornaments, but they're like non-different from the gold, but there's a difference between gold mine and the gold earrings and the gold ornaments. So the jiva can never be equal to Krishna. So when the living entity desires to be independent from Krishna, then Krishna allows the living entity to come to the material world. Lord Chaitanya is teaching the perfect Siddhanta behind the living entity's position. In his discussion to Sanatana Goswami, he explains how the living entity is Nitya Krishna Das, Jivare Swarupare Krishna Nitya Das. The Mayavadis, their conception is, they say that the jiva, he's in Maya now. Once he's overcome Maya, then he'll understand he's equal to Krishna. But Prabhupada is giving this point in his lecture, then Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, oneness and difference. The living entity is one with Krishna, but is different in Krishna is more in quantity, the jiva is one in quality. And then other examples are given. Nityo nitanam chetana chetananam eko bhavana vedeti kaman. There is one living entity, he is the supply of all other living entities. So Srila Prabhupada in his Chinmayananda was this Mayavadi in Prabhupada's time. This is when even the Juhu temple was being, when Prabhupada was in Juhu. And they were staying at one life member's house. His life member allowed the devotee to stay in his house, and then the son was going to this Chinmayananda. He was part of Chinmayi mission or something. And he was bringing all these Mayavadi arguments to Srila Prabhupada about... Prabhupada, at some point, he challenged this devotee. He became a Radhanasma disciple later, this son of this life member. But Prabhupada challenged him. He said, if Chinmayananda is equal to Krishna, then he can ask him if he can read my mind. And then Prabhupada also challenged him, can he lift gold and hill? So this devotee, he went to Chinmayananda, he challenged him like this. And Chinmayananda said, I cannot read your mind. And then this devotee asked Chinmayananda, Prabhupada is offering to challenge you, you come and see him. And he backed down. So later on, he became favorable to Prabhupada. He actually said, Prabhupada is the one who did it. He spread the mission of Krishna consciousness. So from this, we can see how this Mayavad philosophy has destroyed the Hinduism is part of Mayavad philosophy now, and how it's misguided people on a mass scale to not understanding who is Krishna. So just like in one of the lectures, Prabhupada was saying how when the at some point, Pakistan was part of India. But then it divided because the Indians, they could not give shelter to the Muslims. They were outcasting the low-class people. And Aurangzeb at that time, he gave them shelter. But because the whole thing was not based on Shastra, it was based on from birth, one becomes a Brahman, and like this, many of the low class people they felt outcasted. And when Aurangzeb gave them shelter, they took shelter of him. So, so we can see how, due to not following the line of parampara. Even now in India, when Prabhupada was preaching, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was preaching, they had opposition against the caste Brahmins. When Prabhupada was initiating the Europeans and Americans into Brahman, they were against it. So, so we can see how this tendency of lording it over nature is very strong in the living entity. And he doesn't want to submit to the high authority. So there's a Shishi Radha Gokulanda ki jai. So there's an interesting course by Vishnu Acharya Thakur from the he says, one who claims to be transcendental to the bodily concept of life, but at the same time remains under the influence of material desire and mental transformation, is understood to be a cheetah and is the lowest type of conditioned soul. So we can see the many people in this modern day times, even in India, they claim to follow Bhagavad Gita, they have faith in Bhagavad Gita. They claim to be part of the Indian culture. But then Prabhupada challenges that in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita at the end. He says, someone who claims to be having faith in Bhagavad Gita but does not surrender to Krishna, he has no standing in Krishna consciousness. So faith is developed according to one's association. Right? So we have to learn to live the talk. If someone claims to be following something, they should live it, not just say it verbally. So the Krishna consciousness movement is giving a challenge to everyone. The process is coming into parampara, is giving a challenge to everyone that this is the way you come to surrender to Krishna through Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And the other weakness of the modern system of education is they don't acknowledge who is Lord Chaitanya. So that's one of the weaknesses of modern day. Prabhupada challenged one of his conversations. He said, unless masses of people recognize who is Lord Chaitanya, then they will not achieve self-realization. And the six Goswamis, they gave their Lord Chaitanya ordered the six Goswamis to give their writings on the line of deity worship and sadhana and teachings of the scriptures. Unless one follows sadhana, there is no foundation to spiritual advancement. So this is another weakness of modern day system of other religions, that they have no sadhana. They don't have any sadhana. So it's the Srila Prabhupada's message, which he's giving through his writing of the books, is the only way that human society can be uplifted. So one time it came when Tamal Krishna was hernia, he had a dream of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was meeting with all the acharyas, and they were questioning Prabhupada, how is the mission on the earth planet going? And Prabhupada said, mission is going quite well, but from my understanding, people have no adhika except reading my books and following the teachings that I have given. Besides that, people have no adhika to make spiritual advancement. So when Tamal Krishna Maharaj came out and he saw Srila Prabhupada and he asked Prabhupada about the dream, Prabhupada said this was a true dream. So as practicing devotees, we have to become serious in our practices of Krishna consciousness. Because everyone follows a leader. Prabhupada said, people are inclined to follow leaders. So the masses just go like sheep. They say, follow anyone. So if a leader is perfect, then the masses, the people also learn to become perfect. Because the process is perfect. If we follow the process, then that will make us perfect. Because Prabhupada said in one of his lectures, he said, even if you have some weaknesses and you're not perfect, you're not following things perfectly, but if you have the conviction about who is Krishna, and you surrender to Krishna by chanting the holy name and avoiding the 10 offenses, and that in itself will give you perfection. But the thing is, because in the beginning stages, to have that faith is not easy. Because we are coming from conditioned life for many lifetimes. And so many anarthas come up. So this is why the sadhana bhakti is important. Coming to the morning program, seeing the deities, chanting with devotees, discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is such a book that it'll answer all your questions. So there was a story which was this devotee took initiation from Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So before he was a devotee, he used to read different authors' books. He used to read different books of different authors. And he used to find their faults of the books, and he used to write to the author about the faults. So devotees met him one time, and they convinced him to buy a Srimad Bhagavatam set. So he was drinking and smoking. So first canto he read, the smoking stopped. Second canto he read, the drinking stopped. But he couldn't find any faults. Third canto he reading, no faults he could find. So he came to the devotee and said, what's so unique about his book? The devotee started preaching to him. So then he became a devotee himself. So just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, all the doubts are cleared. But the challenge in spiritual life is, Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is very simple. It's a joyful process. But then devotees asked Prabhupada, is there any challenges? And Prabhupada said, the challenge is you have to come to mode of goodness. So without coming to mode of goodness, you can't make spiritual advancement. Bodhisattva Prabhu explained this in his surrender unto me. He asked Prabhupada was giving a lecture on what it means to be transcendental. Then the Bodhisattva Prabhu questioned Prabhupada about what about the mode of goodness? And Prabhupada said transcendental is a high platform. But then Bhurijan Prabhu explained, even if someone is doing activities in the mode of passion, first he should practice mode of goodness. Then his mind is clear how to achieve the goal. But if someone just goes into passion, then he'll become clouded up. He cannot see the proper vision. So this is why the morning hours are the best, because it's a very peaceful time. The spiritual practices become easy, and these are the hours where you can meditate within yourself, become more reflective. Even those who cannot come to the temple regularly, come for Mangal Arati, they have to adjust the program in such a way that at least the chanting is done in the morning hours. So the secret is, once you take rest early the night before, that's the secret. Because the spiritual life means you can only please Krishna if you control your senses. So the early hours, getting up, is the best time to focus on mortal goodness. In this way you can control your senses. And in this way the connection to Krishna becomes strong. So the modern day education and how they're running society is based on passion and ignorance. So the Krishna conscious movement is giving a challenge to the world society, that this is the life they have to live. If they don't live this life, then the life they're living will not last for long. Because in human life we got the high intelligence to become self-realized. And in Kali Yuga the blessing is that life is short, but you can go back to Godhead very quick. In other yugas, to go back to Godhead will take a long time. So this is a blessing in Kali Yuga. I know this Lord Chaitanya's blessing, that is, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the difficulties become easy, and without Lord Chaitanya's mercy, the easy things become difficult. So there's an interesting quote I got. Okay. But for those who worship me, giving up all the activities and unto me and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Pita, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. Those who surrender to Lord Krishna, who repose their unflinching faith in the personal form of the Supreme Lord, offer their mental, physical activities along with everything else with unalloyed single-minded devotion, unencumbered by desires for empirical knowledge, furtive activity or severe austerities, they worship and meditate on the eternal, beautiful, two-handed form of Lord Krishna playing a flute. Such pure devotees, their hearts are saturated with love for Krishna, quickly and easily transcend the cycle of material existence. For Lord Krishna personally helps them. The merciful Lord promises to reciprocate with each one according to his degree of devotion. The impersonalist, yeah. So this is the point. So the simple process is simple. But then Prabhupada explains about the impersonalists are obsessed with the idea that the Supreme Being is impersonal and that the final goal is to merge into the Brahman existence. Naturally, the Lord does not object. If a patient wants to end his disease by ending his life, then who will suffer but he? The more intelligent person will surely want to cure his disease without ending his life. And to that end, he will survive to regain his original health. Similarly, the soul infected with the material disease should want to return to his pure original state without annihilating his individual identity. Lord Krishna saves such a person from the jaws of the demoniac conception of trying to become... Okay. Lord Krishna saves such a person from jaws of the demoniac conception of trying to become one with God. It is suicidal for a spirit soul to attempt to lose his inherent individuality. The happiness the impersonalist experiences by disentangling himself from the knots of material existence, is ultimately available to the Lord's devotees as a byproduct of devotional service. So we can see how the process is very simple. We just have to have that conviction about Krishna being a person. And Prabhupada gives arguments, different arguments he gives. He says just like there's a sun globe and sunshine. It's from the sun globe the sunshine is coming. So if the sun globe wasn't there, there'll be no sunshine. So in the same way, ultimately Krishna is a person. Energy is just part of his effulgence. So if we have this understanding and we reciprocate with Krishna and his devotees with nice loving exchanges, then the taste for Krishna consciousness will come. That even in the material body we are in, we'll be entering the spiritual world. So one of the lectures, Prabhupada says, by chanting Hare Krishna, just by doing that, you've already entered the spiritual world. And there's a purport to in 11th canto, chapter 5, text 33, Prabhupada says that if one has faith in Lord Chaitanya, and he understands he's not the body, and he follows the process, then even the difficult things which are happening in the world will not affect one. So, in order to practice Krishna consciousness, one has to be serious. Because Prabhupada says, out of many millions, one understands he's not the body. Out of many thousands, one understands who is Krishna. So it's a serious thing. One cannot take it lightly. Because spiritual life is like a razor's edge. If one is not careful, he can easily cut himself. So, for Krishna consciousness is for everybody, the weak, the strong, the intelligent, not intelligent, but the duplicious cannot take to this chanting of Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about how we can't make advancement unless we're in the mode of goodness. So I read somewhere that we're always kind of influenced by the different modes. Like sometimes the mode of goodness dominates, sometimes the mode of attachment dominates, sometimes the mode of ignorance. So it's always kind of mixture. So
So the question is, the modes of nature are always interacting. Passion, goodness and ignorance. So how can you come to the pure goodness, right? So Bhurijan Prabhu explained in his lecture, he said, first you have to practice mode of goodness. Then if you have to do passion activities, then you can do the passion activities. But having mode of goodness, you get good vision how to fit into Krishna's plan. Just like Arjuna, when he was fighting the battle of Kurukshetra, he wasn't in mode of goodness, he was in mode of passion. Isn't it? So, but before he got into the mode of passion, he heard Krishna's instructions. Yeah, but this is the point. We have to go by the instructions of the spiritual master and Krishna. Then this will help us have clear vision. Then whatever activity we do, we will not be affected by the lower modes. Because even in our practices, it happens sometimes that we get confused or bewildered. Like Arjuna got bewildered when he had to kill who was it on the chariot at the end of the Kurukshetra? Karna, right? And Arjuna was not going to kill him because his chariot was touched on the ground. And Krishna said, you have to kill him now. Isn't it? Because then Krishna gave arguments to that. He said, when Draupadi was disrobed, Karna didn't protest against that. He gave difficulty to the Pandavas, so he has to be killed now. So that's a devotee, he's very kind-hearted, but someone makes offenses to devotees, Krishna will not tolerate. So when Arjuna was doing those passionate activities, Krishna was guiding him what to do and what not to do. So if you've been guided by Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, then your vision is clear. Then in that sense, you're in the mode of goodness. You're practicing things properly done. Is that okay? Jai Antara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.